This is Ted Kennedy. The best way to halt the nuclear arms race is to stop testing nuclear weapons. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the Reagan administration never moves on arms control unless Congress is coming at them. Even now, they're using the excuse of their modest progress on missiles in Europe to duck the big issues of Star Wars, intercontinental missiles, and nuclear tests. Last year, Congress finally said enough. We legislated a ban on anti-satellite tests, if the Soviets agreed. They did, and the ban is working well. Now we're legislating the next step, a ban on all but low-yield nuclear tests, with tough controls to verify Soviet compliance. You can't run an arms race, Bob, if you can't test new weapons. That's why every president since Eisenhower has been for a nuclear test ban, except Ronald Reagan. Join us, Bob, and convince the president to stop the arms race now, while we still have time.
Ted, by now our listeners ought to be used to it. You give a solution that sounds simple, but is dead wrong. Our nuclear testing program doesn't threaten the peace, it helps preserve it. Our nuclear testing program doesn't spur an arms race. It means we can have reliable, effective weapons, so we don't need to stockpile as many and don't have to worry about accidents. And you talk about tough controls. Ted, you wouldn't know good arms control verification if it bit you on the leg. You wanted us to sign a blank check on the two nuclear testing treaties before the Senate, put them into effect, trust the Soviets, worry about verification later. That's your plan. Well, Ted, no thanks. No thanks to your formula on the testing treaties, and no thanks to your potentially disastrous willingness to give in to the Soviet demands on nuclear testing. This is Senator Bob Dole. There's a new famine in Africa, and politics is making it worse. Will Ted help? Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.